The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
This podcast is brought to you by no one. If you're interested in sponsoring this broadcast, email us at c4podcast@chrisklem.net. Thank you.
Welcome back to Chris Klem's Cavs Cast, the C4 podcast. It's episode 14, something that I'm going to be affectionately referring to as the voicemail episode. It's been about 2 weeks or a week and a half since there's been a new episode of the Chris Klem's Cavs Cast. I hope you all enjoyed the rerun last week, and if you haven't, make sure to check it out. It's crazy how some of those callers in 1993 were almost predicting the future. Kind of strange. I had some really good takes that turned out to be pretty good too. I mean, who would have thought Brad Doherty would be hurt forever? Anyways, I missed the episode. I had to show a rerun because I was at WrestleMania in San Jose, California, which was amazing except for Sting losing. But I'm not going to get more into that because this is not a wrestling podcast and I probably will never have a wrestling podcast. It's hard enough for me to watch every Cavs game lately. And I cannot add 12 hours of pro wrestling on top of that just to do a podcast. But the good news is the Cavs went 3-1 since I last spoke to you in 2015. The good thing is too is we had voicemails to the show come in that recapped every episode for me. It's almost as if listeners knew I wasn't around. That's pretty great. Before we talk about the games, I think the most important thing that we need to recap is that a second Timofey Mozgov commercial has been released. Yes, a second Timofey Mozgov commercial has been released. And guess what? There's a third on the way. So here, let's take it away. Timofey Mozgov talking about his favorite daytime bartender at the Brew Garden.
Hi, Mozgov.
Hi, Liz. You are my favorite daytime bartender at the Brew Garden. You really raised the ceiling.
And fabulous food, fine spirits, and fantastic people. Come visit me at the Brew Garden.
Brew Garden. You had me at hello.
Okay, well, apparently the woman in the ad is named Elizabeth. And according to an interview with her by Vince Grzorek, I hope I pronounced that right, of Scene Magazine, Cleveland Scene, who says she is the tall, beautiful blonde who co-starred with Mozgov in the second of what were three different commercials filmed in one day. So the third one's coming. And this is what Elizabeth says about our new favorite Cavalier, Mozgov. He was so nice. I know you want something juicy, but he was just so nice. I'd never met him before, but I've worked for the owner here since I was 19. So he asked me to do it. I've been bartending for a long time. We filmed it in our party room at the beginning of March. I hadn't seen it before it was on TV. People were calling here. We didn't know the drama would happen. He follow question to her and she says, the comments online weren't always nice. The mean things people had to say, insulting me, but they won't come here and say it to my face or making fun of him because he doesn't speak English very well. I mean, of course not. He's Russian. He was so nice, though, and he was so apologetic for not being able to say some of those words right. There's more with her. You can read this at clevescene.com, CLVESCENE.com. And it really gives you a feel of this talented woman with the blonde hair and breasts. The Mozgod is alive and well. Praise be to Mozgod. I hope the third commercial is a remake of Red Heat with Mozgod in the Arnold role and Fred McLeod and or Austin Carr and or David Blatt in the Jim Belushi role. I would pay to see that. The first game they played was against the Nets on March 27th. They lost 106-98. And here to recap that is regular caller and friend of the show, Damon Kamen.
By the time this show airs, the Nets game will have happened a long time ago. But all you need to know about the Cavs-Nets game on March 27th was that it was just a big pile of poop. Just a big stinky poopy game. Stinky poopy loss for the Cavs and a stinky poopy effort. I had to leave to go put my son to sleep because I have a son. And when I came back into the room, I was like, what stinks like poop? And my wife was like, oh, it's just the Cavs, don't worry. And I said, well, I'm not worried, but I don't like the way it smells right now. And so that's all you need to know. Also, my wife and I have already discussed that our next child, whether it is a boy or a girl, will be Timofey Zadrunas Delavadova-Kamen. Praise be to Mozgod. Long live Delhi.
The next game was on the 29th, that Sunday, and it was an 87-86 win over the 76ers. And here to recap that is a really talented comedy writer from Cleveland, John Hoffner.
Hey, Chris. It's John Hoffner from Cleveland, Ohio. After that ugly win against the 76ers, I thought I would Google some Yo Mama So Ugly jokes and read them about that game. So I found a page here. That win was so ugly, I told her to take out the trash, and she moved out of my house. That win was so ugly, when she played Mortal Kombat, Scorpion said, stay over there. That win was so ugly, when she walks into a bank, they turn off the surveillance cameras. That win was so ugly, when it tried to enter an ugly contest, they said, you should be the judge. That one doesn't really make sense. That game was so ugly, when it was born, the doctor slapped its parents. Here we go. That win was so ugly, got a cease and desist letter from Sears Photography. We're not going to top that. Thanks for the podcast, as always. Have a good day. Go Cavs.
After that, they continued their winning ways with the 114-88 win over the Miami Heat, which led to this jubilant call from Damon Kamen.
Clemtacular. It's Damon, a.k.a. Damon the Dog Walker, a.k.a. Damon the Prognosticator, a.k.a. the Big Dong. Just calling, we talked about this briefly, but I just want to say, come playoff time, there's no team that can beat the Cavs if the Cavs are playing their game to the fullest. The only team that can beat the Cavs is the Cavs. If they play down to the level of their opponent, even if it's someone like the Golden State Warriors in the finals, them at their best cannot beat the Cavs at their best. So, yes, they would actually be playing down to their competition, which wouldn't be a big step, but it still would be down. The only team that can beat the Cavs are the Cavs. I think we're going to see some of the best basketball we've ever seen out of Kyrie Irving. Every time that he has been on a big stage, he has exceeded expectations. He was the MVP of international ball. He was the MVP of the All-Star game. He won the three-point contest. I think in the playoffs, we are going to see the best Kyrie Irving that we've ever seen. I want to see what happens with Kevin Love. It's going to be interesting to see how he reacts to the big stage. He's been hurt all year. Brian Windhorst even said that he's convinced Kevin Love has been hurt all year, and we have not been seeing the Kevin Love that we were expecting, and that next year, given some rest, we'll see the player, hopefully, that we thought we traded for. But, man, this playoff run is going to be awesome. You know, it's going to be some fights. And I'm looking forward to it, man. Go Cavs, long live Delly, and praise be to the Moz God.
And finally, just this past Sunday, the Cavs won 99-94 over the Chicago Bulls. Once again, to recap that, here's Damon.
Clam, it's Damon. Big win for the CAVS over the Bulls. Joakim Noah is one of my most hated, if not the most hated players in the league. And I love to see him lose. And tonight was a game where we pretty much lock up the number two seed. We do not have to worry about it from here on into the playoffs, most likely. So we can start resting some guys and we can kind of take it easy. However, I don't think we should do that, you know, with sacrificing chemistry. You know, we still have to make sure that we keep rolling. So, you know, rest doesn't mean sitting guys completely. It just means maybe monitoring their minutes. You know, give LeBron 20 to 25 minutes. Maybe you rest Kevin Love, because Kevin Love's been hurt all season. But what a big game. What a huge game. JR Swisher Sweet just killing it from outside. And, you know, I mean, this is the guy that we knew we hired. When he's on, he is on, and he's just going to keep on shooting. And if he has a bad game, well, he's going to have a really bad game. But for the most part, we have seen the better side of JR Swisher Sweet this season. And like I said before, we're going to see the best playoff basketball we've ever seen out of Kyrie Irving. I mean, it's the only playoff basketball. We're going to see the best basketball out of Kyrie Irving. I am so stoked. The playoffs are just around the corner, and we're going to really see what this team is capable of. And Matthew Dellavedova had the play of the game for me, diving out of bounds, saving that ball, getting it back into play to find a wide open JR Swisher Sweet for three. Long live Delly. Praise be to the Moz God.
So that's it. I'll be back tomorrow with another podcast recapping the Bucks game and whatever interesting news happens. But before we go, here now is this episode's installment of Kristen's Basketball Terms.
Now it's time for Kristen's Terms.
Get that big stuff out of here.
This episode's term is defensive rebound. Gaining possession of an opponent's unsuccessful shot attempt. Timofey Mozgov grabbed another defensive rebound. Defensive rebound.
That's what makes the highlight reel.
Thank you, Kristen. Educational and informative as always. I love you. That's going to be it for this episode. Look forward to talking to you guys after the Cavs destroy the Bucks. And the Cavs once again have another Central Division championship banner hanging high in the queue. In the words of Scott Steiner, who is in the news again because he threatened to kill Hulk Hogan to Hulk Hogan's wife at WrestleMania. See the fun times you guys missed out? Holler if you hear me. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast is brought to you by Chris Clem. The Cleveland Cavaliers do not support, endorse, or in any way approve of this podcast. If you'd like to get a hold of us, our phone number is 330-822-2296. Or you can email me at c4podcast@chrisclem.net. Thanks for listening.
I just wanted to make an admission that I'm not very drunk. I'm a little drunk. It's Easter. And I mean, for our zombie Jesus Christ, sure, of course, I'm going to celebrate, and I'm Jewish, so it doesn't really even matter. And I'm not even really Jewish. I just say that I am because I like to say that I am. I like other people to hear that I am. Oh boy, this phone call has gone off the rails already. I just wanted to say I think Allie Clifton is hot. And I think Allie Clifton
is very tall, and despite myself being a married man, I wouldn't mind Allie Clifton wrapping her legs around me. So go Cavs. Okay, bye. I'm gonna go now.
Timo, 20 of the last 25 days for you guys spent on the road. How nice is it just to be back here at home?
Мы наконец-то домой вернулись. Мы очень довольны, на самом деле, довольны тем, что наконец-то. Вот, в общем, мы очень довольны.
As the anchor of this team, what's the mindset?
We just have to be working in the defense first. Oh, what? Sorry.
Can we do it again?
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.